because he insulted Dan TDM.
Yeah, and he's been calling out mad famous boxers that he can't beat. even.
My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Hi, everybody. This is Timmy Whippoorwill calling to you live from inside the oak tree. Please give what you can to WGXC.org/donate. Check it out. Their webpage is live. It's fresh. It's exciting and new. Even us here in the Whippoorwill community approve of such a place. WGXC is here for you, so why don't you be there for them?
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone.
Probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time. And I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden a fight broke out, and we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarked, "Oh, that's a shame, they in that fight, they ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? And who's gonna warn him of the things coming on him so God can turn their nights to day?" I'm gonna say it again. Who's gonna tell him Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night to day? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them?
Jesus.
Jesus loves them.
Who's gonna tell them?
A better way.
Who's gonna warn them?
Who's gonna warn
of the things
Say with me, somebody gotta want them.
Somebody's gotta want them.
Somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart, and say, I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves them.
Jesus loves them.
I'm gonna tell
them.
There's a better way.
Tell them. Who's going to tell them? I'm going to tell them. Yes, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell the world. Oh, as far as my life will go, my light will reach, my voice will go. I'm going to tell the world that there is a better way. His name is Jesus. Ask me how I know. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am here with you on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go to the archive to hear The Bright Side. That's where you are right now. The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC as we lift the music that has the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul, the message that lets the world know about Jesus. Who's gonna tell them? Hallelujah. Who's gonna tell them? We got that chance, beloved, you and me. We got that chance to let somebody know. Well, we know. Hallelujah. We know too much about him to doubt him. Am I right about it? Say amen, somebody. All right. Hey, beloved, you know, we just came through, the Hebrew brothers and sisters just came through Yom Kippur over this weekend. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Yom Kippur today. Yes, we are. If you are curious about it and curious as to why, as Christians, we don't really observe it, even though it's one of those perpetual feasts that was given in the Old Testament or the Hebrew text. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. Okay. Want to say also on a more somber note, I'm looking at the headlines and the video images, the picture images of our brothers and sisters in the southern states, the coastal states in the south. And after Hurricane Helene, then also now Hurricane Milton, and just seeing, you know, the levels of water, how high the water rises with just a few inches of rain, it seems incomprehensible. I know there are probably those out there that are trying to call a conspiracy theory and, you know, don't believe your eyes. But believe me, God, believe me, people, God has already let us know there would be times like these, right? And so, first of all, we are praying and thanking God for our first responders. wonders, and just the way we have things in our country set up and organized. We're not perfect, absolutely not. There was only one who walked this world perfect, and that was Jesus. And because of his perfection, he obtained for us the right to call on his name. And in the power and the authority of his name, some wonderful things happen in our lives. Power is given to us. Deliverance is given to us. Healing is given to us. Salvation is given to us. A reestablished right alignment, a life in Christ through Christ with God. Hallelujah. Just so much in his name. But we are grateful for those who are responders. Amen. Whether they be in Christ or not in Christ. You know, crisis and disaster, tragedy and trauma, those kinds of things are great equalizers, beloved. There are no Democrats and Republicans, no gay or straight. Hallelujah. No pro-abortion or anti-abortion, pro-life or pro-choice or pro-women's reproductive right in a disaster, all right? Hallelujah. Maybe sometimes those things come to remind us of the things that are most important to God, which is us, amen, which is people. And so snaps and claps to the people who get that and are going out to see about people, hallelujah, and helping them through these things. Also want to give God thanks because we had our crisis readiness and disaster preparedness conference here in Hudson at the Greenport yesterday. Oh my God, what a wonderful, 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 wonderful event. And so grateful to David Harrison, the director of Emergency Management Services in Columbia County, John Mabb, the director for the Medical Reserve Corp, Casey, Sheriff Casey, who came from the Sheriff's Department to do training in active incident events, and also there was, I'm missing somebody because we had four. Hallelujah. Oh, John Vail. Thank you, Holy Spirit. John Vail, the executive director for Red Cross Hudson Valley. Excellent presentations, excellent conversation, breakout session at the end, and hearing from the people who were there what they received out of it. Give God the glory. I tell you, beloved, the way God put that thing together, it was only God, and I thank God for doing it, for the grace and the strength to get it done. Hallelujah. And we just pray over that. Other congregations are spurred. Hallelujah. We've been doing this for several years, and you know, other congregations are spurred and hopefully will be, you know, well, I'm pretty sure they will be calling and certainly they will answer the call. So we thank God for that. God wants us to be prepared. He wants to protect and provide for us. And so we need to know things ahead of time, what's coming. Who's going to tell them? Amen. Jesus loves them and he's got a better way. Yes, beloved, he does. Even in the midst of the storm, he's there in the fiery furnace. He's there. Hallelujah. And anything and anyone to tell you different, well, they just don't know him like that. All right, so get to know him. Amen. Listen, beloved, I got a lineup for you. The Devil is a Liar, project by Keandra Lockett. Jesus, 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 Ricky Dillard featuring Lisa James Knowles. When We Speak Your Name, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Let Your Power Fall, Zacardi Cortez. Stand, Donnie McCarkin with Marvin Winans and CC Winans. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. The Devil is a Liar. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When We Speak Your Name, Let Your Power Fall. And let us stand. Here we go. Four songs. 21 minutes of back-to-back music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
Lisa knows.
Oh, When we speak your name, something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name, power is released. As we bow down before you, every demon has to flee.
Come on. know some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give God.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my you have won again. Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubt and wrong. Oh yeah, you're still mine and sure. So I told him, I say, fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends, yeah, that you have won again. Anybody need the power in here? Come on, let your power fall. Your name is called. Prove that God is wrong. God, you're still mighty. You're still mighty and strong. So this is what I need you to do, Lord. Fight this battle. Fire me. Anybody need the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord. Fight this battle. Yeah, yes. This is what I need you to do. I need you to do. Fight this battle. Hold me. So I can tell all my friends that you have won again. You have won. You have won again. You have won. Can the whole house say you have won? Thank you, Jesus. Know we're summer winner.
probably know it's summer weather. Hallelujah, thine are glory.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. This is listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears, open minds, open hearts. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We start off our week, we start off our Sunday mornings with praise unto the Lord right here with me on WGXC. We're listening to Zacardi Cortez, Let Your Power Fall. Yes, beloved, let the power fall, oh God. And then, hallelujah, we have coming up next the number from Mr. Oh, well, praise the Lord. No, we're not going to do that number now. What we're going to do is I'm going to share with you my, pardon me, spiritual commentary for today. I want to talk about grace, beloved. Yes, God's amazing grace. Lord, have mercy. I think second to love. What the world needs now is grace, the more grace among believers, among followers of God, grace. Hallelujah. Some people say we have to be more tolerant. I don't like the word tolerant. I don't want to be tolerated. Amen. But how about extending grace? Come on here, somebody. I want to talk about grace, and I want to talk about Jesus as our atonement. People are wondering and questioning, you know, why do we not celebrate the Day of Atonement? So I want to talk about that, too. I want to talk to you first about the most powerful yet most misunderstood gift from God, which is grace. It's something that we receive freely from God, something we could never earn or deserve. It is His unmerited favor, and it is given to us because of His abundant and boundless love. What is grace? Pardon me. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 2 and 8 and verse 9, for it is by grace that we have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. This passage shows us that grace is not a reward for good behavior. Grace is not a reward for good behavior. It is something we can't, it is not something we can work for. It is a gift, and like any gift, it must be received with open hands. Hallelujah. And I might add, praise the Lord, that if you receive a gift from open hands, but you don't open it, you don't use it, then what good is it for you? All right. Let somebody else come behind and say, "Ooh, I like that." And they take it and they open it and they use it. It benefits you, them, and not you, not me. All right. Grace meets us in our weakness, in our brokenness, and in our sinfulness. It's when we come to the end of ourselves that we experience the fullness of God's grace. This grace was made visible through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, demonstrating the depth of God's love and His grace toward us. That makes you want to shout right there. Hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, while you were yet a sinner, while I was yet a sinner, now we are sinners but saved by grace. And now I want to take it a step further. Pardon me. Jesus is not just the embodiment of grace, but He is also our atonement. And what does that mean? Under the old covenant, God established a day for the people of Israel to make atonement for their sins. And that day is called Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. On that day, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies in the temple and offer sacrifices on behalf of the people. Blood would be shed because, as Hebrew 9 tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Don't have time to unpack that for you, beloved, but that's why we talk about the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. It forgives our sins, that blood He shed at Calvary. The blood of animals was used year after year, but it never provided a permanent solution. And those sacrifices pointed to something greater, the ultimate sacrifice, the true Lamb of God. We call Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So Jesus fulfilled for us Yom Kippur. He offered himself as the once-for-all sacrifice for our sins. And he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, obtaining for us eternal redemption. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus made the full atonement for our sins, not temporarily, but eternally. And so, beloved, as believers in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we believe he has done it for us. He is our high priest, and his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are covered by his atoning sacrifice. Hallelujah. And the requirements of Yom Kippur are satisfied for us. So that's why, as believers, we are not observing Yom Kippur forever. Amen. Hallelujah. But beloved, praise the Lord, the grace that God has given us by accepting Jesus as our atonement, we fulfill the spiritual essence of Yom Kippur. As we repent and tell God that we're sorry and we invite Jesus in as our Savior, we fulfill the requirement for reconciliation between God and ourselves. Hallelujah. His sacrifice, beloved, once for all. And so we don't hold sacrifices any longer. His grace covers us perpetually. Hallelujah. You know, one of the most well-known and beloved hymns celebrates this gift of grace, and that is the hymn Amazing Grace. And it was written in 1772 by a man who experienced the depth of God's grace in a personal and transformative way. Newton was a former slave ship captain who lived a life far from God. We know some of the things that went on those slave ships, and the brutality of the slave trade itself, and it weighed heavily on Newton's soul. And during a life-threatening storm at sea, he cried out to God for mercy, and God spared him. And that experience marked the beginning of his spiritual conversion. And over time, Newton came to deeply regret his involvement in the slave trade, became an ordained minister, and dedicated his life to preaching the message of God's grace and redemption. And it was from this place of personal experience with grace that he penned the words, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah, beloved. The power of grace doesn't leave us where God finds us. It transforms us. Hallelujah. In Titus 2:11-12, it says, For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. Grace empowers us to live differently, not because we must earn God's favor, but because we already have it. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. It is God's constant invitation to us, reminding us that his love and mercy are always available. And when we mess up, his grace is there. When we feel weak, his grace is enough. He told Paul the Apostle, My grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. Grace, grace, God's grace. His grace is sufficient, beloved. What the world needs now is more grace. Hallelujah. And amen again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I bring you the word for life and the word for life that comes through music too. Music with the heart, the mind, and the soul in mind. We have Stand coming up for a few minutes, and then I'll come back with my final comments. Stand by Brother Donnie McClurkin. Oh, my God, one of my favorites, and I know somebody needs to hear this today. Praise be to God.
Say when so-called friends turn away, tell me, what do you give when you've given your all and it seems like
make it through.
Let's try.
Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just, oh,
you can run, and the enemy cannot come.
times you had to cry all through the night. You look for someone to help you through. They weren't there for you. And you tried, God knows you tried. I wish I had Cece to help me right now.
Cece, come on.
Prayed and cried.
Prayed and you cried and you prayed and you cried. Hey, beloved, I know what that's about. God knows all about that. We want to tell you to stand. Amen. Having you done all you can, just stand. Stand in God's grace. Stand and believe that he'll come through for you. Stand, beloved. Amen. Don't give up and don't give in. Stand. He said, amen, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. We shall live if we'll stay in that secret place of praise and prayer and worship. We ain't got to say everything that happened to us and everything that comes to mind and everything about everybody, about everything that they've ever done. We can just hide in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. Sound like they know what they singing about. I know what they talking about. And I think you do too. Brothers and sisters, we just going to make up our mind and stand. Don't you quit in the dip. You hang on in there, beloved. Amen. Listen, I want to also say thank you. Yesterday's crisis readiness in the first in Columbia County. I thank God for the grace and the strength to be asked by God to do this. Amen. And couldn't do it by myself, beloved. No, it takes like-minded people coming alongside. And I gave my thanks to, and I can't thank him enough, the director for the Emergency Management Service. We go back like a Cadillac. Amen. And we've been doing this, but this is the first time we've opened it to the public and done it for Columbia County. So we're really grateful to God for that. Thank you again, David Harrison Jr. Want to give a shout out. It was held at the Greenport, and the executive director for the banquet facility, Diana Griffin, just wonderful to work with. Thank you so much, Diana, and your team. Also want to thank the Clara Gott Foundation that helped us, amen, so that we could present it in the fashion that was bent, that be made the case known about the goodness of God. Let me just say that his hand was in it, on it. Hallelujah, and we thank God for that. Want to pray for our brothers and sisters in the hurricane-hit places. Want to pray for the first responders there and elsewhere, and especially all around our nation where we are preparing and things have been put in such a position, such a place that we can be prepared, educated, empowered in cases of crisis of all kinds, human crises, man-made pandemics, health crises, disaster crises, terrorist crises, domestic or foreign. There's a wealth of information and knowledge that God would have us to have. So we're praying for all of those who take the time, answer the call to become prepared and equipped to help prepare others. Remember Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. We pray for our First Nations people. Hallelujah. Shout out to Christopher Columbus, who sailed the seas and discovered that there were people here. Praise be to God. And the Tuesday afternoon show, please pray for us. We have a wonderful show for Tuesday, our 2-hour talk show, 4:10 to 6 p.m., where we invite people who are doing things, friends and new friends. And we bring that information to you too. Help make our community and our state, our nation, even our world, even if it be the will of God, a better place. All right, so that's the Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim right here on WGXC. If you desire prayer or salvation, you can go to our church website, www.org. omichurch.com. We also have a prayer line at 516-637-8591. And that's Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 9 p.m., Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Our fall Bible study is also coming up on October 19th, and it's a six-week series, and if you're interested in that, you can go on our church website as well and sign up, all right? And we'll get that information to you, too. So, listen, remember, never give up, and don't quit in the dip. I don't care how dark the day, how gray the clouds may be, how heavy it may be, God is still here. The sun is still shining. And there is a bright side somewhere. You hang on in there. Father God, I thank you for this time that you have given me the grace to be on the air and to speak words of life and light and legacy and love into the hearers of this program. We ask your blessing upon them, Lord, that this word that they've received today would minister to them and encourage them in the grace of God. I thank you, O Lord, hallelujah, for the power to show grace one to the other. Father God, hallelujah, as you have given unto us, let us also freely give. Your grace truly is sufficient, and I thank you, God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We love you, God, and thank you for loving us the way we do. Listen, beloved, I got one more song for you. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. It's in Jesus' name that we can hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Hallelujah. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim. Love you so much. God loves you more. God bless you. Amen, beloved. I forgot to say, happy birthday to all you October babies. May your next revolution around the sun with the sun be among your very best ones. Amen. Hold on. Hang in there.